number one hit music station. Happy
Holidays. Y94. The Fray with Love Don't Die. Hit music new and now. Y94, the number one hit music station. Happy Black Friday with the Playhouse, Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Been chatting about throughout the morning at 237 Hits, your Black Friday tales of this year or years past. You're out of the store and what happened? Hi.
Oh, there's two things I will never do again. Go Black Friday shopping and go to male strippers. Because women are horrible. They really are. We were Black Friday shopping, and this was a long time ago. And it was back when we had VCRs. And I had two of them in my cart. I was picking up one for me, one for my sister-in-law. This lady shoves into me, grabs one out of my cart, and is going to walk off.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Put that back in my cart. And she threw it back in my cart and huffed off.
So you didn't have to, like, chase her down or anything.
No.
She did put it back in your cart.
No, I didn't have to break her nose or anything, but...
So just to clarify, you did start out this conversation saying there's two things you'll never do again, and that's Black Friday shopping and going to male strippers?
Correct, because women are horrible.
Was that bad, too?
Oh, God, women are... they're awful.
She didn't try to take a stripper out of your cart, too, I hope.
No, but I won't even say the things that those women will do. It's just... appalling.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate the story. You have one like that, a Black Friday shopping story, 237 Hits, or you can text 35270.
Or stripper stories, I guess.
Yeah. Those two, yeah.
Stripper stories all morning. Flush Format Friday as well. Ocean Avenue from Yellow Card in a couple of minutes. Maybe sneak in a Christmas song or two. And Black Friday shopping stories at 237 Hits.
You are listening to... Show. The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie. This is
Y94. Welcome to Verizon.
The sound of a morning Playhouse. Flush the Format Friday. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Been chatting about your Black Friday shopping tales of this morning, yesterday, or years past. At 237 Hits, or you can always text us at 35270. What's your Black Friday story? Hi.
My mom and I went shopping this morning, and as soon as the doors opened, everyone started rushing in.
Sure.
And then this one lady that was in front of me, like, swung her arm around and elbowed me in the eye. Now I have a black eye, so I just can't wait to go into work, you know, Monday morning, and, you know, I'm going to have this battle wound, this big black eye that I have to explain. So it's pretty crazy.
Now, do you think anybody will judge you, or they'll be like, nah, it's all right, it was Black Friday, you're supposed to be all black and blue and bruised?
Yeah, it's kind of ironic.
Black Friday, black and blue Friday.
The Morning Playhouse.
There's a reason they're on the radio.
Chew it slowly. Only think about the taste.
Y94.
17 degrees here at the Morning Playhouse Studios and 8:23 in the morning. Y94 is the number one hit music station. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. So clearly, with Maggie being so petite, I mean, she's just so small, we couldn't actually go to any of the Black Friday / Gravy Thursday sales. It would not work. Maggie, we would have lost her.
See, I'm feisty, but I don't think I could hit somebody over, like, a hairdryer. It just sounds ridiculous to me.
You're feisty, but I think you would be outnumbered.
I think I would. I think I'd get my butt kicked.
You're in a different weight class than... I mean, you're just so small.
Adults, yeah.
It would be like a munchkin taken on a dragon. It wouldn't work. So since we weren't out there on the front lines, we need those updates. We need your Black Friday shopping tale so we know what was going on. Since we could not force Maggie.
Maybe next year. Maybe I'll have my courage up next year to do it.
Maybe. We're going to get you like a padded suit.
Yeah.
Bulletproof vest. How's your Black Friday going?
I don't like Black Fridays at all, ever. But I was working at the truck stop, and I had to go at 3 in the morning to take care of these silly women that like to shop, you know, that day. And there was 5 of them that came in at 3:30 in the morning. They all had sweatshirts that they'd made up, and it said, "Shop until you drop. Where are the Hansons?" Oh, great. So I was waiting on them. They were really, really, really rude. And I said, "Oh, I'm so proud of you." And she goes, "We got up at 2 o'clock to do this," you know? And they left me $1 for 5 of them.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. But anyway, I don't like Black Fridays.
So you despise Black Friday.
Pretty Pretty much.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on in that story, but I tell you, I'm on the same page with you as people that are going to have family sweatshirts.
Absolutely not.
Any group of people that have to have sweatshirts that say their last name on them, No, those are the people that send out Christmas cards wearing, like, matching sweaters.
Well, it's like the family reunion t-shirt, too. It's like, you're all from the same family. How do you not know your last name?
You should know each other, yeah. Well, with the cards, people that do that to be, like, funny, like, look, we all got ugly sweaters, we're in the same ugly sweater, I'll giggle and I'll put that on my refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
The people that send that, like, seriously, we went out, we bought matching sweaters, we went to, you know, Sears or wherever to get the picture. Ooh, look at us.
And look, even the dog is wearing one.
Aww. Those people get torn up and thrown away. Merry Christmas. Do not need that. Thank you.
Do that thing you do. Yeah. The Playhouse in the Morning.
Fresh Format Friday.
Yeah. Why?